Today's story is about a cricket. Once, two friends were walking down the sidewalk of a busy street during rush hour. There were all sorts of noises, cars honking, feet shuffling, people talking, and amid all the noise, one of the friends turned to the other and said, "I hear a cricket." "No way," her friend responded. "How could you possibly hear a cricket with all this noise? You must be imagining it. I've never seen a cricket in the city." "No, really, I do hear a cricket. I'll show you." She stopped for a moment and then led her friend over across the street to a big cement planter with a tree in it and pushed some of the leaves back, and she found the little brown cricket. "That's amazing," said her friend. "You must have superhuman hearing. What's your secret?" "No, my hearing is just regular, just like yours. But watch," she said, "I'll show you." She reached into her pocket and pulled out some loose change and threw it on the sidewalk and amid all the noise in the city. Everyone within 30 feet turned their head to see where the sound of the money was coming from. "See," she said, "it's all a matter of what you're listening for. Do you hear the cricket?" There are moments in life when we are distracted by a million and one things. It might be something to do with the congregation where your minister is not quite back yet, but the countdown is on and it's just a few days away compared to the hundreds that it started with. Maybe you've been distracted by the needs of a neighbor and the world. But there are those moments that we need to have a spiritual practice that sustains us amidst all the noise of our city. What are the things that you are grateful for? What do you notice? I invite you to take a moment of reflection to answer the question, what do I need to let go of? And I share this story with you from Doorways of the Soul. When you hear the word river, this is yet another chance. You get to make the sounds of a river. So maybe it sounds like shush, or maybe it sounds like this, or maybe to you it sounds like something totally different. Creativity is welcome. This is a story about the monks, the river, and a woman. Once upon a time, two Buddhist monks were on a journey to a distant monastery when they came upon the river. There on the bank sat a woman. "I beg you," she asked, "could you carry me across? The current is so strong today in the river, and I'm afraid I might be swept away." The first monk remembered his vows never to look or touch a woman, and so without as much as a nod in recognition, he crossed through the heavily flowing currents of the river and soon reached the other side. The other monk showed compassion and bent down so that the woman could climb up on his back to cross the river. Although she was slight, the current was strong, and the rocky bottom made it difficult to cross. Reaching the other side, he let the woman down and went on his way. After some hours of journeying down the dusty road in silence, the first monk could no longer contain his anger at the second for breaking their vows. "How could you look at that woman?" he blurted out. "How could you touch her, and let alone carry her across the river? You've put our reputation at stake." The first monk looked at his companion and smiled. "I put that woman down way back there at the riverbank, but I see you're still carrying her. What do you need to let go of?" May this act of release create some space in your lives for new intentions. One tree can start a forest. One bird can herald spring. One smile can begin a friendship. One hand can lift a soul. One star can guide a ship at sea. One word can frame a goal. One vote can change a nation. One sunbeam can light a room. One candle can wipe out darkness. One laugh can conquer gloom. One hope can raise our spirits. One touch can show you care. One voice can wake everyone up, even if it's a barking voice. One life can make a difference. What would our lives be like if we lived them with awareness and intention? An intention we can return to in any moment at any time. The new year awaits us. What intention will you bring to it?